Good afternoon. My name is Paul Corey. I am the president of the American Lebanese League. Today, Friday, April the 28th, will live long in the memories of the American Lebanese community, as this was the date President Carter planted a Cedar of Lebanon tree on the White House grounds as a lasting tribute to the ties that bind the United States and Lebanon together in permanent friendship. Now, it is my pleasure to introduce the President of the United States.
Mr. Ambassador and Senator Abernathy, Congressman Booker, Congressman Toby Moffitt, and distinguished members of the American Lebanese community. This afternoon we are participating in a ceremony that has both enjoyable connotations and I think very strong historical and symbolic significance. In the Bible, the cedars of Lebanon are mentioned more than 60 times, and there are on the hills near Beirut trees that have been living there for more than 2,500 years, symbols of beauty and strength of an ancient and proud heritage, and of the symbolism of peace and a commitment to historical development. Since 1943, Lebanon as an independent nation has been a good exemplification for democracy and the finest aspects of that form of government which we share. The tree that we plant today is one of the cedars of Lebanon, and it will be here on the historic White House grounds, a constant reminder of these attributes which I've just described, and also of the friendship that binds our country with the nation of Lebanon. There are many people who live in the United States whose families still live in Lebanon and who have maintained their close kinship and friendship there. I look on Lebanon with a heart filled with gratitude and appreciation, friendship, and also deep sorrow and concern. In recent months and in recent years, I don't know of any nation that has suffered more in an unwarranted, undeserved way than has Lebanon and her people. Just in recent weeks, hundreds of Lebanese have been killed, and perhaps 200,000 made homeless. The heart and the concern of the world go out to the people of Lebanon. We hope and we pray that soon peace can come to that fine and noble and beleaguered and suffering land, and that the brave people there who have set an example for progress in the Middle East can have peace restored to their country. Hardly a city or town or hamlet or family exists in Lebanon that hasn't suffered recently and very deeply. And I'm very grateful that these Lebanese Americans assembled around me have honored the people of the United States and the White House grounds itself by this gift of the Cedar of Lebanon tree. Thank you all on behalf of our country, and I'm dedicated through reminder of this gift and through my own knowledge and commitment to seeing that the ties that have been of such great importance to us in the past will be even stronger in the future. Friendship between the people of Lebanon and the people of the United States. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, responding on behalf of the American Lebanese League and the total American Lebanese community in this country, is our distinguished national chairman, Dr. Elias Sadie. Dr. Sadie.
Mr. President, distinguished assembly, an old Arabic saying goes that the heart, that the hand of God rests on the heart of the king. Today, by planting the cedar of Lebanon, you have touched our hearts, sir. Our hearts so heavily burdened with agony of the Lebanese people, and Mr. President, you have consoled us. By this generous and symbolic act, you have signaled to the world your concern. This cedar, which is so much celebrated in Scripture, has become a symbol of strength and timelessness. Today, this cedar, which provides so much inspiration to us as Americans, is a symbol of hope to free people everywhere. We plant this tree in the fertile soil of our land and hope that it takes root in its adopted country, as did our forefathers. Let it be a constant reminder of their success in becoming part of the American dream. Let it be a constant remembrance of the traditional ties between the United States and Lebanon. And let it be a living memorial that righteousness and justice in the pursuit of human rights are indeed enduring virtues. Today, Mr. President, the Lebanese people are struggling to preserve their democracy and their freedom and retain a society of genuine pluralism. As a result, their human rights have been violated in a serious and significant way. We express our gratitude to you, Mr. President, for your leadership in the action taken by the United Nations in forming the UN Interim Force in Lebanon, UNIFIL. We hope this will lead, and expect it to lead, to the ability of Lebanon to be the sole authority within its borders. We look to you, Mr. President, for continued leadership for a stable Lebanon, which we believe is the key to Middle East peace. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.